Bonjour. This is Miss Geneviève, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it's like to study French at GCSE. First of all, I must stress that you can only pick French at GCSE if you are currently studying French in Year 8. You cannot pick it from scratch in Year 9. The way the course is structured is that it very much builds on what you have learned in Year 7 and 8. So, for example, in Year 9, you will talk about your family, your hobbies, or your daily routine, which are topics that are not completely new to you. As you move up to Year 10 and 11, you will find that the topics covered are more challenging. And indeed, the last topic you will study in Year 11, which is about global issues and the environment, is very much aimed at bridging the gap between GCSE and A-level. Of course, you won't simply repeat everything that you've learned in Year 7 and 8. You will clearly widen your vocabulary and your grammar so that you're able to express yourself using a wide variety of structures. You will also be able to understand written and spoken language on a wide variety of topics. Now, what are the benefits of learning a language at GCSE? Well, speaking more than one language is a very valuable asset, especially now that we are post-Brexit and that fewer foreign workers are likely to come over. Therefore, Britain will have to find multilingual staff within its own population. Languages, of course, are very important in sectors like international business or tourism, but also in less obvious sectors like medicine, where over the course of your career, you will inevitably come across foreign patients who might not be speaking English. And finally, in your personal life, should you want to go travelling, a foreign language is very useful. Don't forget that once you start mastering one foreign language, it makes learning additional ones much easier. If you would like to know more about French GCSE, please do not hesitate to contact me, and I will try my best to answer any of your questions.